It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Madison stands out as a top performer in the upper Midwest for addressing the housing shortage over the past two decades.
A recent report by Storage Cafe, that's an online storage space marketplace, analyzed hundreds of cities, looking at their growth and in some cases their declines in different types of housing.
Madison's 37% growth in housing inventory during the years from 2005 to 2023 ranks the capital city 74th in the nationwide study. But some Texas cities far outpace the rest of the country when it comes to housing construction.
To talk about the findings, we turn to Kurt Paulson now, professor of urban planning in the Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture at UW-Madison. He was not involved in the study. Kurt, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
So when you see Madison housing inventory ranking 74th out of 489 cities, what do you see as driving this trend in Madison?
Well, we have to think about both the supply side and the demand side. So in Madison and Dane County more broadly, demand has been driven by just phenomenal job growth over the last two decades, right? Madison is well regarded as a tech hub, a place where young people come. We have the university. We have a high quality of life. A lot of people want to move here. A lot of it is driven by companies like Epic that employ thousands of people. So there's just tremendous demand to live in Madison. And on the supply side, Madison and Dane County more broadly has responded to this demand by permitting and building thousands and thousands of units over time. And so, you know, through a number of administrations, the leaders in Madison and in Dane County have recognized we have a huge housing demand, a housing crisis. We need to do everything possible to permit more housing to be built and a greater variety of housing to be built.
This is a longer-term trajectory to get enough housing for the needs of the area. Is that what I'm hearing? It's not something that communities can do in just a few years, for instance.
Right. Building housing is a long-term play. Whether it's on the public sector side, changing zoning and planning regulations to allow more development, or on the development side, you know, once a developer looks at building some housing in an area, it's probably 3 to 4 years before that housing is really occupied. So, you know, and what we see in the data is the long-term trend of communities, whether they are responsive to the housing growth and job growth in their area, or whether they are not. And compared to other cities in Wisconsin, of course, Dane County is growing faster and Madison is growing faster, but some of our other cities are also growing due to job growth.
So the report shows Madison with a total inventory of more than 138,000 housing units in 2023. Which housing types does this report explore?
So one of the things the report points out, and everyone who drives around can see this, is that we have a lot of single-family detached home, a typical kind of ownership product, and then we have a number of large new apartment buildings,
yes. 50
or more units. And so what the report points out is just the shortage, really nationwide, but we see this everywhere, of the kind of middle-range housing. So we're talking, again, the duplex or the townhouse or the condo or kind of that really small multifamily 4 or 8 units that's embedded within a neighborhood.
Why is middle housing lagging behind? Why is this construction not keeping up?
The main issue is that zoning in most communities does not allow it, right? We have systematically changed our city policies across the country to really only allow the kind of large lot, single family detached. And that's where Madison really has made tremendous progress in the last 10 years through reforming zoning ordinances to allow more housing and a greater variety of housing. If you look at the report, most of this middle housing, the kind of row house or, you know, the Chicago duplex, is really in the older cities in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic, and then in Chicago. We used to build cities where you would have a range of housing types, not just the single-family detached unit, in our neighborhoods. And so the main explanation is that zoning rules have systematically changed over the last 70 years.
Turning to other parts of the state, in this analysis, Milwaukee, Racine, and Green Bay all ranked over 420th, so really near the bottom of the report. Why might these cities be facing stagnant housing inventory over the two decades that this report focused on?
Well, we would want to think about a somewhat different explanation in each of the regions. So one of the unique things about this study is it looks at the city rather than at the county.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these cities like Green Bay and Milwaukee are landlocked. So there is still some housing growth in the surrounding suburbs and counties. But the truth is that job growth in these communities, while it has been positive, has been a lot slower. And the case of Milwaukee is unique because there you've seen overall population loss over the last 20 years, and that just reduces the need to build new housing. Although, of course, anyone who drives around Milwaukee sees that there's a lot of new construction going on right now.
Yeah. We are talking about a new housing inventory analysis showing Madison leading the upper Midwest during a nearly 20-year time frame. And we have UW-Madison Urban Planning Professor Kurt Paulson with us to break this down. Kurt, undeniably, the South, states like Texas, really showing a lot of growth in housing. What is happening in Texas?
Well, like everything, it's multiple factors together. But primarily in Texas, zoning rules, building codes, environmental standards are much weaker, much lower, and it's just a lot easier to build. And so we like to say places that are expensive don't build a lot of housing, but places that build a lot of housing are not expensive. So Texas makes it really easy to build a lot of housing. The other reason is that there's just a lot of migration patterns to the south and to the west. And it's January as we're recording this, and you look outside how cold it is in Wisconsin. There was a study a few years ago that showed that for county population growth rates, average January temperature was the most important predictor.
Wow. Huh. I think what is quite sobering to me about this report, it shows that housing inventories, they've increased in 91% of the cities that they analyzed here, but this growth hasn't brought down housing prices. What is going on there?
So they only look at the numbers in terms of the number of units produced.
Yeah.
But what they miss is all the people who are coming in addition to those housing units. So my own study for Dane County showed that we actually underproduced about 1,000 units per year during this time period. So we are building lots and lots of housing, but we are adding jobs and households faster than we can build housing units. So even though we're building a lot, we're not catching up. In order to bring down the price of housing, first of all, you would need construction costs to go way down. But unfortunately, they've gone up a lot in the last 5 years. And second, you would need to build enough housing so that you could have a sustained vacancy rate of 2% for single family and 5% for multifamily to bring down rents and housing prices. So again, the story is, imagine your friend is 2 miles ahead of you on the road and is driving 70 and you're driving 60 miles an hour and you want to catch up and you accelerate to 68, you're going faster, but you're still falling behind. And that's really where we are. We have such a hole that we've dug ourselves of not building enough housing after the Great Recession that we're playing catch up.
So this tight supply, this hole that we're in, so to speak, what do you see in your crystal ball in the future for housing construction of all different types for Wisconsin?
Right. So we've seen the legislature and the local leaders really react to this housing crisis with all hands on deck, with changes to zoning, with some over $500 million of funding. And so as we watch those play out, we all are starting to see in communities that people are recognizing we need to allow more housing and a greater variety of housing. But of course, we have some headwinds, and those headwinds are interest rates, construction costs, and then the wild card is, what immigration enforcement will do to the labor supply in construction. So a lot of people are predicting that housing construction in 2025 will be slower than in 2022 and 2023. And a lot of people are kind of waiting patiently to see what happens, particularly with interest rates.
One thing you didn't mention there, and I'm curious about, communities being welcoming to multifamily housing, being open to having apartment
yes.
buildings in their neighborhoods. What do you see happening there with that issue?
So it's definitely a mixed bag, and it goes community by community and neighborhood by neighborhood. And we've all seen videos and read stories about when the neighbors and the NIMBYs show up to say, no, we don't want this housing. But we're seeing a lot of communities really take leadership to say, listen, we are creating all these jobs, and if we want a vibrant economy, then you have to start thinking about the person who serves you coffee or takes care of your children, the teachers, the nurses, the police officers who serve your community. If they can't afford to live in your community, eventually you're just not going to have those services. So communities are starting to have this conversation that says, if we are creating all these jobs, we need to take the housing that goes along with it. And that means multifamily. So statewide, our multifamily production numbers have recovered relative to the crisis or the crash in 2008. Where we have not recovered is actually on the single family side.
Kurt, thank you for the analysis. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Kurt Paulson is a professor of urban planning in the Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture at UW-Madison. We've been talking about this new report that used Census Bureau data to analyze housing inventory changes across hundreds of cities between 2005 and 2023, with Madison being a leader in overall inventory growth in the Upper Midwest during this period of time.